Welcome back to another week of the RevMD podcast. I am excited to share with you guys this week tips on how to deal with the January blues, right? The dips in revenue we're seeing that sometimes happen this time of the year. I want to say that, you know, depending on how things are looking this month, you could be saying, yes, we've nailed this, we've got this, and we have some of our practices who are really, you know, moving in the right directions, and others where patient volume really dipped in December or staff vacations dipped. And so how can we address those common issues that cause the dips in revenue in January? How do we prepare ourselves both short-term and long-term and really make things right in 2023? One of the major things we all see in January, right, is that dip that can happen, typically related to staff being out, patient volume, and you can expect sometimes even during the first month of the year, your patient volume still hasn't recovered, right? We've got deductibles, we've got patients not coming in, it's cold out. I don't know about you guys, but it's still freezing here in Denver, lots of snow still on the ground. So how do we kind of think about these things moving into 2023? So if you guys are seeing a dip in volume or you just want to be prepared so you don't have that happen to you next year, take a listen at our top three things that we see happening in practices that results in a dip in revenue at the beginning of the year. Number one, I kind of touched on it already, right? Vacations. Both patients, physicians, everybody wants to take time off during the holidays. It's busy, family's in town, you've got things going on, and really this is inevitable. You know, as you lead up into the end of November or even the end of December, both of those are time points where people are going to be taking time off. Both you, your patients, and your colleagues in your office or your staff in your office. Now, some things that can help decrease this is really kind of planning for that in the summer and the fall. You know, summer and fall tend to be a time when patient deductibles have finally been met. This is a time where maybe marketing differently to get those patients in, make sure those annual exams get in, that they're not waiting to the end of the year when maybe they go, it's the holidays, maybe I'll just skip it this year. So whatever you can do to plan in the summer and fall in order to get those patients in the office, all the better. The next, obviously, is, you know, if your staff are all taking vacations or if you're closing the office, you know, and that's a business decision. There's no right or wrong, right? If that's something that you guys have decided to do and you're going to close the office for 2 weeks, that is perfectly, perfectly fine. I think it's just how do you then plan for that drop in revenue in January? What are you doing the rest of the months? And we'll kind of touch on that when we get towards the end of the show today. So, you know, we all kind of see Halloween decorations coming out earlier and earlier every year, Thanksgiving decorations coming out earlier and earlier every year. Think about in your office, the way to kind of have that similar approach is that you're running kind of end of year marketing back in September. Starting in September, you're saying, hey, come get your end of year annual exams. Let's fit those in now. And that way, you know, you're booking those appointments so that when it does get time to the holidays, those patients aren't checked out or busy with their families. So that's a way for you can, you know, front load those patients. The other thing is really thinking about how you guys plan to manage staff vacations when it comes to this. You know, like I said, you know, if some offices, they shut down for 2 weeks, some, they really try and keep things open and they rotate docs. And that's really such a personal decision. But how you determine what your policies are in the office are going to depend on how you, you know, present vacation packages to your staff, to your other physicians or providers. So just having some idea, you know, as a practice owner, that you can think through, what do I want my policies to be? How am I going to manage the holidays? Set that expectation up early in advance as you're hiring people so then everybody knows what they're coming into when it comes to the holiday season. I think that that just leads to happier staff and providers and physicians. And also, if you can set those expectations with your patients, hey, we're typically closed. This is the time of year that we're closed. Enjoy time with your family. You know, pack in those annual exams or everything you need to before that time of the year. And then you can kind of waver through the holiday season a little bit better. So the number two reason why we see dips in January revenue has to do with those darn patient deductibles starting over in January. We saw the same thing in January in some of our practices. And what really protects your revenue in January is the ability to do those eligibilities, understand what patient payments are going to be, understanding what those deductibles are going to be when they reset, so that you're collecting that as the patient walks into the clinic before they see their physician. And that really allows everybody to be on the same page so that everybody knows, hey, I've got my deductibles, they reset January 1. I can expect a larger payment when I come into the office. I'm going to pay that. And that way, you're not waiting until patient statements go out and trying to collect that money after the fact, which you guys know never works as well as when they're in the office and you can collect it up front. All right, number three, the other thing that we see resulting in decreases in revenue is obviously the very beginning of the year, because those patient deductibles are restarting, you see patient volume drop dramatically in January. People are still recovering from the holidays. They don't want to go see their doctor. They don't want to deal with those chore lists. And so they're taking a moment and holding off on any of that. So how do you combat that? Obviously, if you're serving Medicare patients, you know, it's all about those wellness visits to help pad those January and February volumes. Obviously, you guys know that those have a $0 copay, deductible, or coinsurance. Those are all waived for those patients. So that's a perfect time, you know, in those November and December times where you may be a little bit slower, to have staff calling patients, getting those January, February wellness visits scheduled. So we all know January has come and gone. It's already February, which I can't even believe. So we obviously can't go back in time and change anything from January or February. So how do we manage things moving forward? So we can kind of think of this in two ways, right? There's short-term things we can do and long-term things we can do, right? Short-term, it's, you know, especially if it's running tight this month, you know, moving money around, trying to cover any necessary expenses. But really long-term, this is about planning for 2023 better and really making this your best year yet. A big thing that I recommend doing in January, right? You've got these dips, you've got maybe some slower patient times, maybe a little bit more admin time. If you don't, certainly try and carve that out regardless of what's going on with your patients. But it's really about understanding what happened in 2022. And I'm talking revenue and expenses. And I'm talking about averaging that out over a 12-month period, but also looking over month after month after month. So that you're looking at what happened in January, what happened in February, sitting down with your accountant, your office manager, your team to really understand, okay, let's understand revenue, let's understand expenses so that we can look at the trends, right? What are the trends that you had with new patient volumes? What about established patients? What about expenses with supplies or salary, wages, and benefits? How did those all differ month over month so that you can understand, okay, why did those trends happen? Were they good trends? Did your expenses decrease? Were they bad trends? Were your expenses increased? Was it related to supplies? And do you need to find a new vendor? Or do we have things that we could trim in the budget? And so being able to sit down and go, okay, let's really take a look at what happened last year, understand those trends. This also will allow you to pick out seasonality so that you can look across your practice and go, well, everybody loves to take time off in July. Maybe that's the time of your seasonality where revenue dips. And then if you can plan, okay, I know revenue is going to dip in these 3 months of the year, I can, you know, save revenue in other months to kind of combat that or kind of switch things around or decrease other expenses those months so that you plan for every month in the entire year with purpose, right? You've got to plan around your revenue. You've got to plan around expenses. You're managing to those numbers. You're looking and watching and trending those every single month. And so this is that perfect time of year. Let's look back at the last 12 months and understand what went well, what maybe didn't go as planned, and how we're going to continue to learn from that and make changes in 2023. So to summarize, right, some practices are seeing kind of that January blues, the dip in revenue, and really kind of some major things that we're seeing that's happening is because staff vacations in December, right? So patient volumes are down as a result of not as many providers or physicians in the office, patient deductibles resetting in January. So it tends to be a time where those claims are rolling over to patient responsibility. And so if you aren't collecting those in the office, that can cause a dip in revenue. And then, of course, patient volume slowing down around the holidays and also around the beginning of the year, right? So those are kind of three things that we're seeing that really need to have some forethought on. How are we going to address that, be prepared for that, and maybe combat that with strategies such as really, you know, spending the time in January. Let's look back at revenue and expenses, understand what 2022 looked like, what went well, what didn't go well, and how we're going to adjust things this year. You know, maybe it's a time where we're thinking about how can we stagger staff vacations, or if staff vacations and closing the office are critical for your office and your culture that you've set, that works. But then how can we potentially increase patient volumes in that September, October time? Again, we can kind of think about this as our own way to, you know, promote the Halloween and Thanksgiving vacations, you know, months before we actually need them. Let's do that with our, you know, patient exams that are due that haven't been made yet. And then last, like I said, collect those deductibles, get that money for copays and coinsurance up front so that you're not having to chase that down with patient statements. And then for those of you guys who've enjoyed our podcast, I really appreciate it. Please feel free to go to RevMD and leave us a review. And if you guys don't know, we own a medical billing company. It's called National Revenue Consulting. You can check us out at www.nationalrevenueconsulting.com, where we help practices grow their revenue, have a rock solid medical billing team, provide coding audits for those who need it, and really are an operational partner with our practices. To us, it's more than just doing the medical billing part, which obviously has to be done well, but it's really solving those operational problems around how you think about the issues in your practice and how that relates to your revenue and how we look at that as a big picture thing. So we just are having a lot of fun. We've gotten to know some really great practices over the last, almost 2 years now, and hope to continue to help those who are out there and looking for a medical billing company. Feel free to reach out at info@nationalrevenueconsulting.com. All right, thanks so much. And one more thing, if you guys haven't checked us out on our class that we've got once a month, we have our next class February 19th. You can go to our website and click on billing education and you can sign up. Again, we meet monthly. We talk about all things going on with medical billing, tips for the practice. I think last month we did the claims process and tips with each of those areas to help make practices run more smoothly. And then next month, we are going to talk about coding tips. So hope to see you guys in a couple of weeks and have a great weekend.